It's great that you decided to listen to audio job aid number 8. In it, you'll hear a conversation between a frontline worker named Miriam and a young girl named Ida. Miriam is promoting the human papillomavirus vaccine, also known as the HPV vaccine or vaccine to prevent cervical cancer. Miriam is making sure that girls like Ida have their questions answered before they get the vaccine. During the audio job aid, think about what other questions a girl might ask about the vaccine and how you would respond if you were in Miriam's place. Let's get started.
Hello, my name is Miriam, and I'm a frontline worker responsible for the immunization program. How are you today?
Hello, I'm fine. Well, I was, but at school, I have been hearing lots of talk about immunization, and I'm a bit worried because I don't like needles. Why are you visiting me? I thought I had finished all my immunizations when I was a young child.
Well, you know there are a few immunizations that require a booster dose after some years. But also, there are sometimes new vaccines that are developed. And that is what I am here today to talk to you about. It's a new vaccine that prevents cervical cancer.
Well, I know that cancer is bad, but I've never heard of cervical cancer. What exactly does this vaccine do? And what does it have to do with me?
You are smart to ask those questions, Ida. Firstly, cervical cancer is one of the most common and deadly cancers affecting women. Even though it is so common and deadly, many people have not heard of it. The new vaccine doesn't guarantee that you will not get cervical cancer, but it prevents you from getting a common disease that puts females at high risk for cervical cancer. So, this new vaccine greatly reduces the chance of getting cervical cancer and protects against some other cancers and health issues.
Oh well, I guess it is good to be protected. But I also heard some of my friends talking about getting the HPV vaccine. Do I have to get that one too?
In fact, the HPV vaccine is another name for the vaccine to prevent cervical cancer. HPV, or human papilloma virus, is the name of the infection that the vaccine prevents. So you don't have to get two different vaccines, just one.
My mother said she doesn't want me getting the HPV vaccine, but she didn't say why.
This is something I hear from many caregivers. Some are concerned about the safety of the new vaccine, and others question why their daughter has to get a vaccine against a sexually transmitted disease when their daughter is still so young.
Well, is it safe? And why do I have to get it now?
The vaccine is completely safe and causes only minor side effects. Just like many other vaccines, mild side effects include pain or redness at site of injection, fever, headache, fatigue, nausea, muscle or joint pain. But these go away after a few days, so they are nothing to be concerned about. In fact, the vaccine is recognized as being safe, that over 80 countries have introduced the vaccine, and it is being monitored in those countries and around the world. It's also important to note that it does not harm girls' fertility or ability to have children.
That's good to know. I definitely hope to have my own kids one day. But back to my question about why I have to get it now.
The vaccine is recommended for girls between 9 and 14 years old. This is because it's very important for girls to receive the vaccine before they are sexually active, to ensure they are protected when they do become sexually active. How old are you now, Ida?
I am 11 years old.
A very smart and mature 11-year-old. Well, I have some more good news for you. Because you are younger, you only need 2 doses of the vaccine with at least 6 months in between injections.
I guess that is good news. But I don't know that I'm ready for it today. And I really don't know that my mother will approve.
That's okay. I completely understand. This is a lot of new information. And I know that needles can be scary, although I can assure you that I have given many injections over the years. So I have lots of practice at making it quick and painless. Please take your time to think about it. And if you or your mother has any questions or concerns, I'm happy to address them.
Thank you. I want to protect myself so that I can be strong and healthy enough to continue my studies, get a good job, and have a family of my own someday. When I think about those big goals, I can see that they are more important than feeling a small bit of pain from a quick injection.
That's a very good point, but please take your time to think about it. And if you need more information or when you make your decision, I will be here to help. I'm privileged to be able to have a job that helps protect the health of infants and children like yourself, who are our bright future.
Has the HPV vaccine been introduced in your country? If so, maybe you have been asked similar questions to those that Ada asked. Even if those questions haven't come up, or if the vaccine has not yet been introduced in your country, it's important to keep in mind the messages and skills demonstrated by Miriam. Children like Ada may seem young, but they can understand much more than we often give them credit for, and they deserve to have a chance to ask questions just like adult caregivers. I hope you found this audio job aid to be helpful for when you have to promote the HPV vaccine in your community.